Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. God so loved the world that he gave us his only Son, so that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God, have faith also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If they were not, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. Where I am going, you know the way." Thomas said to him, "Master, we don't know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." God spoke of the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Jesus said, "I'm the way and the truth and the life." So, people in heaven, the saints, of course, they enjoy eternal life now with God. Those brothers and sisters in purgatory, they prepare themselves to enter heaven. Now we on earth, we are preparing this way. The only way is to follow Jesus. I should say, is Jesus following us? The only that we don't allow him to follow us. That's the point. We have to be aware that Jesus is always by our side. When we're in problem, tell him that we are weak. We try to do our best. Even at times we fail, beg his pardon and ask him to help us, give us a helping hand. That's the only way. The way to heaven is not one day. It's the daily effort. Most of the time we pay attention to our own need. We don't look to Jesus so much. We have to learn through this way, the way of Jesus. Jesus' way is a hard way. Jesus' way is to, moment by moment, to do the will of God the Father. If at times he feels so weak, so that he said after the Last Supper, in a kind of Gethsemane, he said, "Father, take this cup away from me." You can imagine how Jesus felt. There was so much darkness, so much weakness of humanity. But it says always, "Only your will be done upon me." So let us try our strength. Just tell Jesus, "We are weak. Give me a helping hand." On the other hand, just saying, telling ourselves, "Only God we are looking towards. We follow the footsteps of Jesus." If today he allows us to suffer through some problems in the family or personal affairs, tell Jesus, "I'm weak. Please give me your helping hand and offer." Nothing else. Day by day. That's the only way we walk together with Christ. That's the way towards heaven. Let us pray for one another. That we are always true to our calling to be a Christian, carry of Christ, to be another Christ for our people, for our own self. Let Jesus lives in us. Let He give us the light, give the strength.